Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Kathy Ferguson in Morris at 815-941-3751. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's 55 degrees on Friends Plaza this morning. Sunshine in the forecast with a high of 74. It's 8:50 and time now for our pre-opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Monday morning, everyone. The Midwest direct hog markets are called steady to firm today amid talk of improved demand and a slight reduction in the number of animals available for slaughter. Terminals are called from steady to $1 higher, with tops from $39 to $42.50. Peoria called steady today with a top price of $39. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Friday, March 30th, negotiated swine purchases were 15,110. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $51 to $62. The weighted average, $58.67, a gain of $1.18 from last Thursday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $39.53 to $50, the weighted average $46.95. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $13,151. The base price range, $52 to $62.25, the weighted average $59.15, a gain of 45 cents from last Thursday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $41.72 to $50, and the weighted average was $47.51. We raise more than one out of every $3 of our operating income from our listeners, our agricultural listeners, people like you. And that's what makes the pre-opening market report possible. And this is our WILL Spring Membership Campaign. Our goal is simple: sustaining the program service that you value. And your pledge will really make a difference right now. Go to your phones and give us a phone call at 217-244-9455. And when you do, you will be helping us to meet a number of challenges. Les Schulte has details.
Wow, we have a lot of things on the table right now that $100 phone call right now can really be leveraged into a lot of additional money, Dave. We have a generous donor who is going to match pledges dollar for dollar up to $5,000 this hour only.
Wow.
We're closing in on that. So your $100 quickly becomes $200 just like that. The Central Illinois IGA Stores and Super Value, they are going to add an additional $1,000 when we hear from 50 people who pledged for Morning Edition this morning before 10 o'clock. We're closing in on that. And then we have an ag challenge going on during this drive, too, Dave, for people who really appreciate the ag service. Our friends at AgriGold Hybrids, Bates Commodities, Roach Ag Marketing and Risk Management Commodities, they've gotten together. They said, we know that this is a valuable service to our customers. And we want to help. They've banded together. They're going to add $1,000 when we hear from 75 people who will support the ag service and mention that when they call in among the programs that they support. We are at 24 in on that. So if you call right now, boy, can your contribution really be leveraged into meeting a lot of challenges and a lot of additional money right now at 244-9455.
AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser joins us now in the studio with a look at today's agricultural weather. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Dave. And taking a look at the Midwest Corn Belt weather, I think the big news is what we were talking about last week. There's going to be cold air coming in this week, and it's going to remain for a while from the middle of this week through the early part of next week. And that means soil temperatures are going to go back down some, and evaporation rates will slow some, but it does look like a bit drier weather will come in after one more round of rain with this change from warm to cold. So we are going to have some of that coming in here over the next 24 hours. But much colder air will be coming in from the northwest. And over the weekend, rainfall, generally speaking, was not excessive in many areas. In fact, amounts were pretty light in some locations, including here at WILL, we had less than a tenth of an inch of rain. And tomorrow we'll have some scattered thunderstorms around, and those thunderstorms will produce locally heavy amounts, but other places will get by without much precipitation at all. Amounts over the last 24 hours have been generally well under a quarter of an inch, and in most cases under a tenth of an inch, and in the northern parts of the Midwest Corn Belt, and that's where showers will stay today to the north and west, many areas staying dry. The coldest air is going to be plunging into the Great Lakes and New England areas later this week into the weekend, so the Midwest Corn Belt will not be in the center of the cold air, but certainly sharing in it, so that we will see many places having a few mornings where the temperature drops a little bit below freezing, and daytime high temperatures only in the 40s from the Champaign-Urbana area northward and northeastward for sure. Farther south and west, some places will get into the 50s for highs, but overall it's going to mean a little bit of a slowdown in this unusually quick start to warming of the soils. This morning at the water survey, the 4 in soil temperature 51, the 8 inch 56. But again, we anticipate those numbers to go down a bit later in the week. There are signs, though, that next week temperatures will start to warm up once again. And the colder weather is going to affect the northern plains a little bit. They will get some rain and snow and some thunderstorms today through tomorrow. And some decent totals are expected for the Northern Plains Spring Wheat Belt. And that's an area that could use a little bit more precipitation. But anywhere from about a quarter to a half an inch of rain is expected over much of the Northern Plains Spring Wheat Belt here over the next couple of days. The Great Plains Hard Red Winter Wheat Belt will get some more precipitation over the next 5 days, although amounts will generally be light. Just about everywhere getting well under a quarter of an inch. Parts of Texas and Oklahoma have gotten heavy rains, though, this season so far, and as a result, a little drying would be beneficial. While they will turn cooler, especially northern parts of the hard red belt, it does appear that they will stay out of the coldest air, so mild enough conditions to keep that crop developing as it has come out of dormancy. That's a look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Kieser.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn after corn specialists. Information on the web at agrigold.com or by contacting Regional Sales Manager Scott Williamson at 217-778-6485 for representative nearest you.
Not a week goes by when we don't receive in our email some little note from one of our fine agricultural listeners like this one. I appreciate your work. The note to hear to tell you, you can give you a pat on the back. Keep up the good work. It is valuable information and appreciated out in the ag marketplace. Reliance is something that we pride ourselves on here at AM 580 Agriculture to give you the information you need in a timely fashion, no matter if it's positive or negative. Go to your phone right now at 217-244-9455 and pledge your support for AM 580 Agriculture. And now more than ever before, or less, we need to rely on our listeners because we have some great challenges.
Man, yeah. And you talk about people who rely on this service. Dave, we've just heard from Lori Sanders and Jennifer Lewis. They value the ag programming and all the local programs here on WILL. We've heard from Maureen Hotz from Monticello,
Thank
out
you.
In the Monticello area. Philip Watson in Ashmore, out
Ashmore,
in Ashmore.
Sure.
And Diana Armstrong from Champaign. She
yes.
loves all the programming, but the ag programming
Thank you
too.
Much.
So people who rely on this service, call right now. Make that pledge of support. Don't take it for granted. Make a $100 contribution. There is the $5,000 member match this hour only going on. There is the Super Value Central Illinois IGA stores $1,000 challenge going on. There there's the Ag Challenge going on from our friends at Roach Ag Marketing, Risk Management Commodities, AgriGold Hybrids, and who am I missing here on that one, Dave?
Bates Commodities.
Bates Commodities, yes, Bates Commodities. And there's about a minute left of this hour. Call right now, 244-9455. Let us leverage your dollars into great programming.
The bottom line here is there's $7,000 on the table right now, $5,000, but just for this hour only, 217-244-9455. in the Sunday overnight trading session. May wheat in Kansas City opened at 446, down 10 and a half. Last trade down 10 and a quarter. Make it 10 and a half, excuse me. May wheat at the Board of Trade opened at 433 and three quarters, down 4 and a quarter. Last trade down 11. July, 448, down 5 and three quarters. Last trade down 13 and three quarters. May corn opened at 357, down 17 and a half. Last trade down 20. July, 768, down 17 and a half. Last trade down 20. December, 369, down 14 and a half. Last trade down 18 and three quarters. July, 2008, 393 and a half, down 6 and a quarter. Last trade down 15 and a quarter. May beans opened at 756 and a half, down 4 and 3 quarters. Last trade down 5 and a quarter. Novi's 803 down 2. Last trade down 5 and 1 half. May soybean meal opened at 211.50, down 30. Last trade down 160. May soybean oil opened at 32.31, down 17. Last trade down 23. Joining us now on the phone to talk about the markets is Brian Maple of FC Stone & Company. He is in Indianapolis, Indiana. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, it looks like at least off the opening bell, corn will test maybe a limit down move. But if you looked at the overnight trade, it actually came back off the limit down in the D's and traded.
That's correct. Actually, it took a while to get down the limit down in the D's last night. Versus the May and the July, which got there within the first 4 or 5 minutes, we were limit down there. With I'm saying at some one point last night, I saw roughly 20,000, 30,000 contracts offered limit down the May. I'm assuming that has to be spec fund business that's dealing with that. I fully expect May and July corn to trade today at some point in time. I would not be in a real rush to step out here and begin to sell this market, although I am still concerned that the spec fund still has more corn than he wants to liquidate, and that's evident of what the big offerings were in the overnight session last night. I think you will trade today. I think farmers that have stuff sold, which I know numerous people have quite a bit of stuff sold, use a sell-off like this as an opportunity to begin to step into some call options and get some calls in place, because I fully expect to see another two or three times to sell this crop this year, as the volatility will stay with us in this marketplace.
I imagine if you had bought puts ahead of the report, you're smiling today and probably trying to figure out where to cash them in.
Absolutely, and I've told my guys that the first time we start trading May corn, I probably liquidate half of those puts at that point. If we trade up 10 cents off the lows, I probably get rid of the balance of them, and then just wait it out and see if there's not going to be another opportunity to get stuff in place. Now, that's dealing with somebody that has crop insurance in place. You've made some good monies on these put options. I fully expect another chance to go back in and put puts on again at some point in time, Dave.
Stay right there. Let's go out to Pledge Central and see how we're doing on the challenges, Les.
Yeah, we're working on them, Dave, and we're closing in on meeting those challenges or adding things up right at the moment. So let's not just take it for granted. Let's just make that call. If you haven't done so already, I know that maybe some people have been putting it off because they think that, well, maybe I have all week to do this. Well, that's not true. We're going to end our drive tomorrow. We're shortening the drive, but the goal is great to keep programs on the air. We've got the finishing up the member match challenge, the $5,000 member match challenge. We have the $1,000 Super Value Central Illinois IGA challenge going on. And, of course, we have the Ag Challenge from our friends at AgriGold Hybrids, Bates Commodities, Roach Ag Marketing and Risk Management. I'm getting all turned around here. To make the call, they've got a $1,000 Ag Challenge on the line this drive. And we need 75 folks who will step up and say, I support the Ag Service. This is not a service you hear in a lot of other places anymore. A lot of people are backing out of this because it's too expensive or they don't want to devote the time to it. We have, because we think it's valuable to you. But we need for you to support it. You can call us toll-free, 866-779-9455.
So it's very frantic in Pledge Central right now, but you can stay cool, calm, and collected by punching those numbers at 217-244-9455 with your $40 contribution of support. We accept Visa, MasterCard, Discover, and American Express card, and you'll be helping us make that $1,000 agricultural challenge right now when you call. Let's go back out to Brian. And, Brian, let's get your soybean analysis for the day.
Well, I think beans are going to be largely dependent on what the corn does. I would start off with offers that even up, unchanged type numbers. I tend to think if corn ends up lock and limit down on the first 3 or 4 months, beans are going to be down a dime. But if corn does start to trade, I fully expect beans to trade in the plus on the day. I think beans have to do their work to try and buy some acres back, and I think they're going to make a strong attempt to do that, Dave.
So you think that, at least in the short term, that beans and corn will diverge from one another?
To some extent, yes. I think that if you're lock limit down in all the front months and you continue to stay limit down on the day, you're going to see more selling start to lean back over into the beans, but I don't think it'll be a 20 or 30 cent day. I think it'll be 10 to 15.
Turn your attention over to the Merck. What do you see there?
Well, the Merck's been interesting. I think you're just on the verge of trying to turn the cattle and the hog markets both back around. They've seen a lot of selling in recent days, and I tend to think that you're going to see those start to work their way back up. Long term, I still expect June hogs to make a run at the $80 mark again.
Thank you very much, Brian. You have
Thanks,
a grand
Dave.
Day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Let's go out to Les Schulte one more time, who's frantically tallying the numbers, and Jay tells me we might have made a challenge.
Well, we did. We did make the $5,000 challenge this morning,
and
that is terrific. In this 1 hour, we've had a generous, supporter of the station who stepped forward and said she would match dollar for dollar up to $5,000, but it only during the 8 to 9 o'clock hour. Well, I'm happy to say that we did take advantage of that. We appreciate everyone who has made that call. We are also only about six calls away from meeting the Super Value IGA challenge this morning. We get those six other calls before 10 o'clock. We can add another $1,000, thanks to their generosity, this morning towards our goal of $225,000 by the end of tomorrow.
Thank you very much, Les. You're listening to WILL Urbana. We join NPR in Progress.